in recent history here in Florida, the legislature has diverted at least some of the money that is supposed to flow into the housing trust funds. They divert some of that money usually back into general revenue, which funds everything else.
So essentially there are two programs slated for funding each year. One is called SAIL and one is called SHIP.
That's right.
Could you just give us a nutshell explanation of what those programs do?
Sure. The SHIP program, we work in conjunction with local governments, every county in the state, and all the entitled cities. On a population-based formula, we'll get an amount of SHIP dollars. Two-thirds of the money by statute is required to go to home ownership programs or rehabilitation of home ownership. Those are the programs that include down payment assistance, emergency repairs for low-income folks, and other home ownership-centric programs. The SAIL program is the one that we directly are involved in, and that involves the financing of multifamily rental apartment developments.
So I've talked to people who every year it seems like they have to fight to get that full funding. Why is that an issue?
Well, simply put, and I read a quote recently in regards to government, it's not as big a priority for some in the state legislature. They can pass a law as part of the budget to take away some of the money and put it elsewhere, and that's what they do as part of the budget process when they do that.
So every year it's a new fight for people like you to get the money.
It is, and the good news is that the governor is on our side. That definitely helps, and we appreciate all that the governor has done by recommending the full funding.
So if the legislature decides to fund half of what you need, then what happens?
We'll see less down payment assistance. We're going to see less emergency repairs done, and their homes may become unlivable. Then those folks are going to have to go somewhere. We're also going to see less financing of multifamily rental housing. More folks who are living and paying 50%, 60% of their total income to rent. And then we also end up seeing more folks having long commutes in from the outer areas of development in Florida.
It feels like it's a problem everywhere. Have you noticed in North Florida, especially after Hurricane Michael, a spike in people needing help?
We have housing where a lot of folks that make lower income, sometimes they're even more affected by hurricanes and natural disasters because of the state of housing. And of course, a hurricane hadn't hit Panama City in quite some time. So there was building code issues and just housing that's been dilapidated since then.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that the issue is from the panhandle all the way to the Keys, where we continue to see people taking buses for 2 hours at a time from South Florida down to work in the Keys. You know, these developments are new developments that we're involved in that are generally indistinguishable from apartments that are market rate. And we're doing a lot of mixed income units as well. In Central Florida, for instance, we're talking about a family of four that makes about $42,000 a year. So, you know, that might be a teacher or a firefighter or a police officer. And, you know, a large majority of the folks that are in our developments are working people. So it's great to be a part of the financing for developments that really, you know, kind of change people's lives here in Florida.
Florida Housing Finance Corporation Executive Director Trey Price, thank you very much.
Thank you.